have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We have a great show. We're going to be answering the question, what is that metallic taste in my mouth? Ever have that happen? Well, we're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got oral health issues on the docket tonight, as well as zinc. So we got lots to talk about, a lot of health issues to cover and to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. And we do have a crack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, and we're praying for all our righteous men and women in uniform. And you know what? I'm praying to the Lord to, you know, stir the patriotic spirit in this land, you know, get that patriotic blood flowing, get people to vote who maybe haven't voted in years. You know, we need an American in the White House, we do. So, you know, seek the Lord's face and pray with all your hearts for God to perform a miracle. Turn this nation back to its foundations, you know, one nation under God. But you got to ask him. Seek and you'll find. Ask and it'll be given to you. Got to be sincere. Humble yourselves and God will be listening. And you know what? My engineer and I have a special treat just to get you in the mood, the national mood. We are going to play a little ditty here for right before we do the quack report. We'll do the quack report right after this song. So if my engineer has that ready, we'll just go ahead and play that. you, Frank, for playing that. Hey, courage, honor, commitment. Hey, you got to fight for freedom every day. It's not given to you. So don't forget our armed forces in prayer and, you know, get out there and vote. Got a few days before the election. I mean, I already voted. I did early voting, so I'm all done with that. All right, we're going to be doing the quack report, so let's go. Thank you, Frank. Oh, goodness. Roundup, Monsanto's Roundup, and other pesticides, they say directly linked to Parkinson's disease and neurodegenerative disorders. Woo. Oh, yes. Dangers associated with the pesticide exposure are much more far-reaching than they previously thought. Shocking new study recently published in the Journal of Neurotoxicology says that chronic exposure to Monsanto's Roundup formula, as well as to other common pesticides and herbicides, is responsible for causing neurodegenerative disorders in us humans. So pesticide and herbicide chemicals, they tend to induce cell death, which, you know, can cascade into a host of chronic neurological illnesses like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. So even at levels significantly lower than the government-established safety threshold, these persistent chemicals can cause permanent brain damage. Now, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Parkinson's disease alone is the 14th leading cause of death in America. Figures from 2010 illustrate a 4.6% increase in the number of deaths from Parkinson's compared to just the year before. So by 2030, they estimate the number of people worldwide with Parkinson's is going to double, more than double. Now, Monsanto's Roundup, when you dilute it by a factor of 99.8%, the chemicals are still fully capable of destroying both human cells and DNA. Wow. Moving along in the quacker. Hey, doctors are now, well, they're charging you if you're asking questions. That's right. So the next time you visit your primary care doctor for your physical or whatever, and you may want to ask a few questions about what's going on, there you may be billed extra for asking too many questions. Susan Krantz of Minnesota, she said that she was recharged an additional $50 on her medical bill for simply inquiring about her diagnosis and treatment for her sore hip. Yeah, it's called split charge, and that's what the doctor's offices are doing. And it's increasingly creeping into the medical billing process for patients who tend to be too chatty with their doctor about their ailments. So time spent with your doctor discussing acute care matters are going to be billed differently than time spent on your wellness visit. So doctors sometimes are charging for two office visits when patients discuss other matters. Now, according to Susan Krantz, her doctor asked her whether or not she had additional questions following her physical, which she did, but he didn't disclose that she's going to be charged for the answers. Charged extra for the answers. Last but not least in the quack report, aspartame, they say, is linked to leukemia and lymphoma. That's right. People are drinking those diet sodas, so just one diet soda a day, they say, is going to increase your risk of leukemia in men and women for multiple myeloma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, according to new results on the longest ever running study on aspartame as a carcinogen in humans. That's right. For this study, researchers analyzed data over a 22-year period. They had over 77,000 women and over 47,000 men in the study. And they compiled the data, and the results of the study said that just one 12-ounce can of diet soda leads to a 42% higher risk of leukemia in both men and women, 102% higher risk of myeloma in men, and a 31% higher non-Hodgkin's lymphoma risk in men. So diet soda is the largest source of aspartame in the United States, and Americans consume over 5,000 tons of aspartame a year. That's 86% of the aspartame is found in your diet sodas. So They also answered the question, well, what if I switch to a sugary soda? Well, a sugary soda, not as healthy, not as good an alternative, not a choice. Surprisingly, men consuming one or more sugary sodas a day had a 66% chance of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Even worse than diet soda, they said. So soda is just off the menu. That's what it is. Just take it off. Don't drink it. Get away from it. Drink some herb tea instead. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back. I turned my mic off. Isn't that terrible? I'm sorry. We're going to talk about the metallic taste in your mouth and what that may mean health-wise to you. So if someone you know or maybe you yourself have complained about having a metallic taste in your mouth, this could mean that you have a health issue and it needs attention. So this is considered by modern medicine to be a taste disorder and affects about 1.1 million Americans, or 6% of the population. Now, a complete loss of taste is a little different, but it still falls into that taste disorder category. And some patients will also experience a little fatigue with that metallic taste. There are over 79 conditions which are related to taste disorder and fatigue, and we're going to take a look at a few of them and see if we can't troubleshoot this problem. So let's look at the causes. What could cause these taste disorders? There are many factors that can cause this, including your medications, which tend to be the lithium-based variety often used for antidepressants and bipolar disorder. But other causes could be you're deficient in zinc, or you're going through menopause, or you're going through a pregnancy, or maybe you've been exposed to radiation, or have nerve damage, or have some dental problems or oral health disease. So we're going to look at that. Also, not drinking enough water, they say, can lead to this metallic taste, especially if the liquids you are consuming are more of the dehydrating variety, you know, like alcohol and caffeine-type beverages. Now, certain viral infections like mononucleosis can produce fatigue, dry mouth, and that metallic taste. Acute sinusitis can also be related to taste disorders. Diabetes type 2 has also been linked to the condition because of the insulin drugs. And we can go down the list on the conditions to see, but it's so long, I'm just going to tell you to go to WebMD.com, and type in multiple mouth symptoms and metallic taste, and you'll get the full list. If you don't remember all that, just shoot me an email and I'll send you the link. All right, well, let's talk about some of these drug culprits. Okay, we've already mentioned the lithium-based antidepressants for bipolar disorders as a possible cause for that metallic taste, but there are other drugs that can produce this symptom. Antibiotics like your Viaxin and your Flagyl, which are used as broad-spectrum bacterial drugs. Also, thyroid medications and high blood pressure meds can also be the culprit. Drugs to treat skin infections and also rheumatoid arthritis drugs, kidney stone medication, and cancer treatments can also cause this taste disorder. And if you are taking medication for MS or for anemia, these drugs can also offer the taste disorder side effect. Also, if you have too much copper in your system, this could be the problem as well. And what about the diagnosis? Well, how does your medical doctor pinpoint this cause? Well, tests will be ordered to narrow the possibilities of the cause. Most often, a series of chemicals will be tested on the patient's tongue, with the intent to stimulate receptor cells on the taste buds and then to sample the saliva and test the saliva. There are other tests like CT scans and MRIs and blood tests, which probably will produce some negative results. So what are the medical treatments once they figure out what it is? Well, depending on the cause of the treatment will vary, but common treatments are your zinc supplements and some artificial saliva often given to radiation patients that experience dry mouth. However, the side effects of artificial saliva are both decay, tooth decay, and yeast infections. Other drugs used are also to promote saliva production, and your anesthetics as well as more antidepressants are prescribed, as well as micro nerve surgery. So I want to mention this coincidence I came across, though, because is it a coincidence that folks who add cardio workouts to their exercise routine and who may be out of shape often complain of a metallic or a blood taste or both in their mouth? Well, that's kind of odd. Is that a coincidence? Well, there's no scientific evidence to suggest that this is the case, but many folks seem to experience this. And what if you ruled out all the common causes for taste disorder and you still have this problem? Well, are you taking calcium carbonate supplements, perhaps? Yeah, if you're taking a calcium product made from synthetic or animal ingredients, then you should stop. You'll want to get your whole food calcium from plants because it has the right ratio of your calcium two parts with the required uptake nutrition of one part boron and one part magnesium. And another possibility is you may have dental work, your fillings or metal crowns are causing the taste disorder. And you can have your dentist evaluate this for you and possibly replace those metal fillings and crowns with the white ones with no metal. Also, pregnant women should take a close look at the pregnancy vitamins that they've been advised to take to make sure they're not of the synthetic variety. Now, you got some options. You really do. You can use some natural tools to detoxify the system of your prescription drugs that are causing the taste disorder, and you can replace the drugs with some more natural resources. You want to look at the organ cleanses that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have to do that. For instance, you can also use valerian root for depression, anxiety, and panic attacks instead of the lithium-based drugs. You can use your heart cholesterol blood pressure herb formula instead of the cardio drugs. You can use your whole plant source calcium called calcium formula instead of the synthetic or animal byproduct versions. Also, for sinusitis conditions, you can use the Echinacea Deluxe for the upper URI and to prevent infections. And also for the blood sugar issues, you know, diet, exercise, and try the white juniper berries called juniper monosperna that you'll find in the diabetic formula. Now, for all the oral issues, you might want to check out the Tooth and Gum Restore formula, which is awesome. And for anemia conditions, you want to supercharge that system with some nutrition and rebuild that blood supply up. So you might want to look at the Body Foundation food mix for that. And if the blood is polluted with toxins, you know, you're going to do a blood cleanse. That's what I would do if I were you. And you'll check out the blood cleanse formula. So you have these options, you have these quality tools and instructions for success. So you can visit the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. If you have questions, you can email or call their toll-free number at 866-229-3663. You know, get a free product catalog, you know, do your homework. And you can email me if you have questions off the website, of course. The toll-free is 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and thepowerherbs.com is the website. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, you didn't know how powerful you can be until you put God's strong and powerful herbs in your hands with the right instructions on how to use them. It is an eye-opening event that there's something else that's non-toxic that'll do just as good or even better. It's amazing. Okay, now I want to mention before we jump into our second topic, we're going to talk about your oral health a little bit more. Coming up on my Saturday show on GCN this Saturday the 3rd, I'm going to be talking with John Monroe. He's our natural vision expert. I had to reschedule him from last month. So he's going to check on me to see how I'm doing. I'm, you know, down to a negative 2.50 in my glasses and my healing routine for my vision. So we're going to talk and chat some more with him. Also coming up on the 10th of November, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be on my Saturday show. And then on the 17th, Ty Bollinger with Dr. Michael Farley. They have a brand new health book they're going to talk to us about. But if you missed that, of course, you also have American Voice Radio, where I'm going to be talking with Ty and Dr. Michael Farley on the 13th of November right here at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then Dr. Carley, of course, will be with us as usual the third Tuesday of the month here on the 20th. So we've got a full November calendar of guests and health topics and empowering information. I hope you don't miss it. Of course, if you do miss the live broadcast, you always have the archives, right? Of course you do. Okay, so, and, before I forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs wanted me to mention that for a limited time, you can supersize your pandemic kit at no additional charge. That's right, you can get twice as much product, an $85 value, at no additional charge. So for a limited time, if you've been thinking about getting a pandemic kit, you can actually have the option to supersize it and pay no additional money for that. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. And of course, that pandemic kit's great for colds and flus, that, you know, just anything. So it's got lots of tools. It's a neat little pack with lots of options in there, broad spectrum and did formulas for those drug-resistance bacteria. So we've got you covered on that. So check it out, the pandemic kit. Check it out at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to talk about oral health because you know what? The scientific community now agrees that your amalgam dental fillings leach mercury into your oral cavity, probably why you taste that metal metallic taste sometimes. How much do you suppose leaks out? Well, the studies vary on the level of toxicity, and much of the research is disputed, which allows for dental amalgam fillings to continue and be used unless, of course, you live in Norway, Denmark, or Sweden. You can't get them there. They're outlawed. Now, in 2006, the international survey found 72% of people did not know mercury was a component in their amalgam dental fillings. And in 1993, the FDA published a study where 50% of Americans believed that mercury fillings caused health problems. And most dentists do not inform patients of the material composition of their fillings. Yeah, your gamma two-phase amalgam dental fillings has contained since the 1970s 40% silver, 32% tin, 30% copper, 2% zinc, and 3% mercury. Now, the World Health Organization reports that 53% of the total mercury emissions are from amalgam and laboratory equipment. So your mouth is emitting these things. And the mercury in amalgam fillings is treated as a hazardous substance, and dentists have to go by a specific strict protocol when they handle it. So when amalgam fillings are removed, they are treated as hazardous waste. That's what's in your mouth. Goodness. Oh, well. Well, you know, you could be worse, I suppose, but definitely, we're going to talk about the history of these fillings, metal fillings. Nothing new. They've been around for like ever. And we're going to talk about the studies and also some of the warnings and the toxicity that can come from that and what possibly you could do to rectify it. So we got lots to talk about. And the first recorded silver paste fillings were used in China in 659 AD. Ow! I imagine they didn't have anesthetics. Oof. So before most metal materials were used, dentists used stone, resin, all kinds of stuff. Hey, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Salute to the U.S. military.
Stand beside Absolutely.
Great stuff. That was Celine Dion on board the Harry S. Truman, giving out a great show. I think that was in 2007, 2008 to the troops. So, yes, God Bless America. Absolutely great. Stirring up your patriotic spirit. That's right. Michelle Obama wants to know why we make such a fuss over our flag. Well, you're going to find out at the close of the show. Anyway, we're going to get back to our oral health topic. You know, they used to use all kinds of stuff way back when. Resin, stone, cork, gum, lead, gold leaf to help try to restore teeth. This is the history of dental work. The amalgam filling got its start in 1603 when a German, Tobias Corelius, created the metal filling by mixing copper sulfide with strong acids and then adding mercury as a binding agent. And they boiled it and then poured it onto the tooth hot. Ouch. Now, the French preferred to use liquid minerals, and they poured that into a tooth, which made it like into a cement. Later, the French added mercury to this mixture, and by 1826, this became known as the father of the amalgam fillings. And in the 1840s, silver, tin, lead, and other alloy substances made up the amalgam filling. However, the U.S. dental textbooks called amalgam the most precarious material that has ever been employed for filling teeth. So this is not a good thing. In 1843, the American Society of Dental Surgeons, the only U.S. dental association of that time, stated that using amalgam fillings was a malpractice, and its members were banned from using it. But by 1844, most of the fillings used that were being done in New York were amalgam because it was easier to apply, it was cheaper, and less painful for the patient. Now, prior to this, the only options dentists gave patients were to have the tooth removed or have hot gold hammered into the tooth. So the American Society of Dental Surgeons had to go along with the amalgam fillings to get along, and by 1859, the American Dental Association was founded, and over the next 50 years, several different metal combinations were used. The mercury ratio in your amalgam fillings was modified in 1959, changing the amount of the mercury from 8.5% to 1.1. And in 1963, a copper dispersion alloy was added, but this did not stop the corrosion. And then they added tin, creating your current gamma two-phase amalgam filling. Well, let's look at some of the studies, because studies done by scientists and researchers outside of the FDA and the ADA, such as the one done by Feilberg University in 2005, found that the mercury from dental amalgam is responsible for neurobehavioral changes, autoimmunity problems, oxidative tissue, stress, autism, skin and mucosa alterations, and possibly contributions to Alzheimer's disease as well as MS. Now, how can they make such a claim? Well, they tested their research by removing the mercury-riddled dental fillings in these patients, and there was a improvement in their various chronic conditions. Another study from Sweden and Germany in 1997 found that 23% of the patients with mercury fillings tested positive for systematic allergic sensitivity to the inorganic mercury. Now, this group of patients suffered from symptoms similar to chronic fatigue syndrome, and they had the mercury fillings removed and replaced with metal-free ceramics, and they reported a 78% improvement in their overall health. Now, this and other research confirming the allergy sensitivity showed up in the National Institutes of Health paper. Then, in 2001, a survey of 31,000 Americans by the U.S. National Health and Nutrition was published in the National Center for Health Statistics, finding that dental fillings correlated with cancer, thyroid disease, mental health problems, MS, and other nervous system disorders, urinary system disorders, vision problems, circulation, and respiratory conditions. And this is this and other research prompted a product warning from the FDA that pregnant women and children should use caution with mercury fillings. So funny that mercury is also included in childhood vaccines. And now the vaccines, they vaccinate pregnant women with it. So do dentists tell women that the mercury accumulates in the body and damages hormones, enzymes, adrenal glands, pituitary glands, brain, and various systems of the human body? I don't think they do. I don't believe my dentist ever mentioned that to me. Now, the World Health Organization in 2003 published an official list of conditions from mercury toxicity. And in the reports, it's estimated that amalgam fillings expose a patient to 1 to 12 and a half units per day with an average of 5 units of exposure. So gum chewing and tooth grinding will enhance the risk. They also found that the mercury fillings in MS patients altered their red blood cells, their hemoglobin. T cells and immunity were affected, and toxic levels of mercury were found in their hair. So you've probably heard the condition that your mouth is a battery. I know I've heard it. I know you've heard it too. And you may wonder about that. Dissimilar metals, such as your gold, mercury, silver, nickel, and tin, when they're in the mouth, they react to saliva, causing an electrical charge on the filling, creating a battery effect. Continuous exposure to the stress, the endocrine glands are affected. It depresses the immune system function. And different companies will make different amalgam composites. Some manufacturers will use primarily a component of ground glass with quartz fillers and other additives. And these filling composites are cured on the tooth with either chemicals or a light. So you probably wondered why your dentist put that blue light to your tooth. It was to cure the composite. So there are many trained dentists now, though, that are using more natural, less toxic substances to fill cavities. So removing the old amalgam fillings is a cautious process, and care should be given to prevent further toxic exposure, especially to your blood system. So the white fillings most dentists are now using or opting to use not only are more aesthetic looking and pleasing, but they're also less toxic. So the trade-off is that these less toxic fillings, ceramic fillings, don't wear as long as the amalgam, and they need to be replaced sooner. And this was the primary reason insurance companies didn't want dentists to use them in the first place. So, well, let's talk about some natural toxin removal for a second. Even if you don't have the money to go to your dentist and have those metal fillings removed and replace them with the ceramic ones, you can minimize toxic damage. So using your system organ cleanses, that'll help prevent toxic buildup in your system. Do your bowel cleansing, urinary tract, liver, gallbladder, and blood system cleanses every year or twice a year, and you'll protect yourself from further immune system damage and other T-cell functioning problems within the immune system. So your echinacea root, your astragalus root, and these types of formulas with also broad-spectrum garlic, your poor man's antibiotic, these are all going to be tools that you can use to help your immunity. Use your natural plant calcium to help build up the dentin on your teeth to prevent getting more cavities. You'll find that in your horsetail, comfrey, oat straw, or you can look for those ingredients in the calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs use. So you have tools, and you have a whole larder of wonderful immune boosting formulas to choose from at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Also, oak gall, peppermint leaf, cayenne, tea tree oil, these are some of the ingredients in their tooth and gum restorer to help with tightening up the gum tissue to stop bleeding, deal with an infectious gingivitis and other things in the oral cavity. So you have these tools, they're available right now at thepowerherbs.com website, or you can give the folks a call at Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And there you will find all the information you need on the website or in the product catalog if you want to request one mailed to you. And lots of information to go along with the great quality products so that you will be successful. So it's about tools. It's about information on how to use them properly and get where you need to be and be powerful that way. That's what it's all about. Okay, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about zinc. A lot of people out there don't have enough zinc in their systems, and they tend to have a low immunity and things like that. So we're going to talk about that because this is the age of knowledge, where knowledge is increased, but wisdom and truth, is that increased? There's the question. So we've talked about zinc deficiencies before. And we've also talked about sexual dysfunction before, because these two things are linked. If you don't have enough zinc, you may face a sexual dysfunction like erectile dysfunction, also known as ED. So we're going to talk about that and how you can sidestep a lot of these reproductive problems, sexual function problems, and educating people this way. Usually doesn't sell a whole lot of Viagra, though, where you don't need that product in order to have a, normal sexual life. So sexual dysfunction is really not due too much to hormonal imbalance. Cardiovascular problems, diabetes, or pharmaceutical side effects, a lot of times those things can cause a depletion in zinc. 1 in 10 men on this planet is going to suffer from erectile dysfunction. That's 30 million men in the United States have a problem with ED. When we approach health issues such as this, rarely is there a need for hormone replacement drugs, chelation therapy, or any drugs. The right nutrition actually can balance out the problem. So let's talk about this domino effect, because as we age, our energy level declines, our sexuality is affected, when our biochemical energy production decreases, and with it, our sexual function diminishes or disappears altogether. So young people today tend to lack adequate nutrition, and their energy runs low, and guess what? They're developing signs of limited libido at earlier and earlier ages. So psychological causes can also be a factor, but most often it's a lack of nutrition causing a malfunction. So if you do a hair analysis, for instance, it'll show you your minerals that you lack or what toxins are in the system. Most ED problems are due to malnutrition of a mineral supply. So before you know it, you're dragging your rear end around and you lack the energy. It slows you down. You got oxidation happening, which is important to sexual desire and sensitivity. If that's happening, it's affected. So an imbalance of sodium and potassium below a ratio of 2:1 will also show up in your hair analysis, as well as other patterns of electrolyte imbalance. So if you have an accumulation of toxic metals like arsenic, lead, copper, mercury in your system, which is difficult to measure from a blood or urine test, these will affect your sexual function also, but will show up in a hair analysis. So for men, these metals can cause low energy, impotence, lack of sexual desire, or pain during intercourse due to the effects these metals can have on prostate. So if these metals accumulate in women, guess what? They develop fibroid tumors, and they have reproductive problems. So when you have sexual dysfunction, start thinking about mineral imbalance. So for men, sexual potency will hang on adequate amounts of minerals like zinc and copper. Low zinc levels impair prostate function and produce a low libido. The zinc in question is best found, of course, in your whole grains, your fruits and vegetables, or if you can't always eat healthy, you might want to turn to some potent herbs that have these minerals. Also, copper excess is going to mimic a zinc deficiency. So to use birth control drugs, alcohol, cigarette smoking, this all lowers zinc levels and gives your other metals in the bodies that compete with zinc a foothold and an imbalance in your sexual glands produces. So beware. Your copper IUDs, your birth control patches all elevate copper levels beyond normal, and women can experience a lack of interest in sex when that happens. So let's talk about this hair analysis, because it's an interesting thing that some with sexual imbalance will show a calcium pattern in their hair mineral analysis. The reading will be high, above 165 milligrams, and the higher the reading, the more severe the problem. This is always associated with low energy, copper toxicity, and a depressed nervous system. So the calcium in the cell membranes reduces cell permeability and the nervous system response. So if this shows up on your analysis, one of two symptoms will occur. Numbness and sexual non-responsiveness will occur, or the urge for sex can be grossly enhanced. So it's yin or yang kind of thing. Well, let's talk about real quickly some of the drugs that interfere with your zinc. Aside from cardiovascular drugs or antihistamines, the list of drugs that will mess with your zinc levels and cause sexual dysfunction are diuretics, ACE inhibitors, antibiotics, chemotherapy drugs, and drugs which remove iron from the blood and will elevate zinc levels beyond normal, like your immune suppressant drugs and your penicillin type drugs used for rheumatoid arthritis. Okay, let's talk about watermelon. Yeah, June 2008, the Science Daily reported that the work of Dr. Bihinyu Patai of Texas A&M, he headed up the Fruit and Vegetable Improvement Station, and he was working on a theory that photonutrients improve reactions in the human body and can relax blood vessels the same way that Viagra does. So Dr. Patai says that the caulin nutrient in watermelon is converted through enzymes into arginine, which improves circulation through blood vessels and helps for erectile dysfunction. Watermelon does what Viagra does. Apparently, according to Dr. Patai, watermelon at room temperature works the best. His work was caught the attention of U.S. Department of Agriculture Research Service in Oklahoma, and they did a study on watermelon's photonutrients. And no surprise, watermelon contains zinc and copper, along with potassium, magnesium, calcium, sodium, selenium, and manganese, but in the right amounts. That's what God did. Can't improve on what God made, you know what I'm saying? And zinc deficiency was first reported in the 1960s. Growing children in Egypt, Iran, and Turkey, their diets were high in grains and low in animal protein, and it produced a deficiency, dwarfism, inadequate development of the sex organs, and failure to mature sexually. Most people associate zinc as an immune system nutrient, and they are correct. However, zinc does much more. It's required for function in 300 different enzymes, which makes zinc a major player in the in an enormous number of biological processes. So we obtain zinc from a wide array of microorganisms found in plants and animal products. In the human body, we find the highest concentration of zinc in our liver, our pancreas, kidneys, our bone, and our voluntary muscles. Other areas of the body that also store zinc are your eyes, prostate gland, sperm, skin, hair, and nails. And you can't ignore the growing number of people with zinc deficiency, and it increases the cases of herpes. Yeah, zinc fights off herpes virus, both the simplex 1 and 2. So if that's a problem for you, then you may want to try to beef up your zinc. Okay, so I know we're coming up to the end of the show, and I know we've got a great tune to play for you as a close. It's a special close for the show. We're not going to use our normal close music. Of course, it's Whitney Houston. She's singing the Star-Spangled Banner. Of course, just get you out there and vote. And, you know, it's important to do that. But, you know, before you go out and vote, be sure to visit the PowerHerbs.com website and call the toll-free number to get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663 and empower yourself. If you're looking for some great products with zinc in them to balance your system, you can check out the PowerHerbs.com. They got some female and male system hormone balancing formulas. Got to go, folks. Enjoy. We'll see you next week.
Nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.